From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hi there, and welcome back. Today's question, how can I sound authoritative without using management speak? Oh, it's so easy to poke fun at management speak. I think it's because it's usually puffed up speech, awkward, and needlessly wordy, often all of those things in one sentence. There's actually a Twitter account called Management Speak. It tweets out great examples just for the fun of it, and here are a few examples. How about this one? To reach new horizons, we need strategies that are impactful, where the rubber meets the road. Or this one. We'll need seamless, agile leadership and world-class cross-platform collaboration to get through this one. Or how about this? We put a high premium on transparency by decoupling operating challenges from consumer experiences to achieve reduced granularity. Again, that's from a Twitter account called Management Speak that's run by a consulting firm out of the United Kingdom. But what makes those expressions so clunky and so phony sounding? You know, interestingly, individual words in those sentences aren't so bad. The word strategy is common. World class is pretty ordinary. And high premium isn't exotic. Put one of those terms in a sentence of other straightforward words, and they'll do just fine. I put a high premium on honesty. That doesn't grate on the ears. But pile on term upon term, especially terms that seem fancy rather than plain, and it's the equivalent of posturing, trying to appear smarter or part of some in-group with your own special code. Another irritating part of management speak is the use of big words when smaller ones would do. Why do you say optimize instead of get the most out of? Or why do you throw in a foreign term like liaise instead of connect, or mano a mano instead of hand to hand? And even if you use a perfect word like Schadenfreude, which is a German word that it takes many English words to define, it means taking pleasure from the problems of others or the mistakes of others. If you use that word, perfect as it is, use it carefully. Among people who are likely to instinctively know what you're talking about. Otherwise, you look like you've just tossed it out there to make your audience run for their dictionaries. You see, your audience is always your guide. How will your words keep them interested and engaged? How will your words keep them informed but not talked down to? If you want to be authoritative, remember this. When it comes to public speaking, command comes from comfort, and comfort comes from knowing your subject. Comfort comes from clarity. Comfort comes from knowing how to distill an idea to its essence. What do I really want people to remember? How will I make every word count? Learn to phrase your message in the manner most welcomed by your audience. Choose your similes and your metaphors to connect to their interests. The next time you're going to address your team and you want to make certain you have the command that comes from comfort and the absence of management speak, here's a little test you could try. Think about your message. Now think about an aunt and uncle of yours, people who may or may not have your education or experience, or may have exceeded it. But what they do have is a real affection for you and a desire to tell you the truth. Now imagine you're delivering that message to them. What might they say in reply? Would they say something like, "Oh, nice job, honey, but run it up the flagpole. Isn't that kind of a cliche?" Or might they say, "What does paradigm shift really mean? Are you trying to say just big changes?" Let your aunt and uncle guide you so you don't use $10 words when a $1 version would do. Unless that 10-buck version actually helps you educate, entertain, and truly connect with your audience. Remember, command comes from comfort. And when was the last time anyone complained that a speaker used too many words that were direct, simple, and understandable by all? That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler.